朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
今年八月初的时候，在马尼拉，在菲律宾，旅飞中华基督教会的绍庆张牧师，到 Boston 来。
There was a pastor from the Philippines, a Chinese church there, Reverend Shao, that came to the Boston area in August.
因为他在侍奉上是前辈，所以我在这一次跟他见面的时候，跟他有一些交通，希望从他得到一些帮助和鼓励。
And because of his role and his spiritual maturity, I hope that through our fellowship, I would be able to receive some advice as well as some encouragement.
他说，在我自己牧会的经验里面有这样的一件感觉。
Said that in my own pastorate, I have this feeling.
他说，不管这个教会有多大。
Doesn't make any difference the size of the church.
他们去年刚刚献堂，可以这个礼拜堂可以坐1200人。
Their church recently was dedicated, which has the capacity of about 1,200.
他告诉我，他说在他牧会的经验里面，他说在教会里面10%的会友，他说不需要牧师去帮助他。
Said in your congregation, 10%. Of that does not need the pastor's help or assistance.
他说这些人够成熟，够独立，他可以做你的帮手，你根本不需要花时间在他们身上。
These 10% are mature Christians who can help you, who can assist you, and you don't really need to spend a lot of time on them.
他说另外的10%。
He said another 10%.
他说就是保罗来做他们牧师，他们都不要。
And said that these 10%, even if it was the Apostle Paul that came to be their pastor, they wouldn't want him.
所以你既然做他们的牧师，他们反正就不要你，你也就把他们放在一边算。
And that even though you come to be as their pastor, they don't accept you, and so don't let that be a burden to you.
他说李牧师好好的去做那80%的工作。
Said very diligently to me, take care of the 80%.
但是不要忘记为那不要你的10%祷告。
But please don't forget to pray for the 10% that don't want you.
就是也许在那10%里面会出来一个保罗，他说。
For perhaps maybe in that 10%, an apostle Paul would come out.
哇，那这他的一席话对我很大很大的启发性。
That one brief illustration or advice caused a great stirring in my heart.
所以昨天下午我们在教会年会的时候。
And so yesterday evening at our annual meeting.
原来我把我自己的软弱跟大家公开一下。
I want to, if you'll forgive me, to share some of my own weaknesses.
我站在台上就在注意看。
And as I looked from the pulpit here down.
哪一个是邵牧师说的第一个百分之十？
Which one represented the first 10% that Reverend Shao spoke of?
哪一些是邵牧师说的第二种的百分之十？
On the other hand, who represented the other 10%?
最后主提醒我，你还是注意那百分之八十吧。
But Jesus God reminded me, well, you better pay attention to the other 80%.
但是我在主面前有一个忠心的祷告。
But yet before the Lord, I had this faithful prayer.
不管你在哪一个百分比里面，
What percentile that you represent?
让我们在这个教会里面同心合意的来兴旺福音。
Let us with a one heart serve to bring revival to the gospel.
是这个牧师在也好，是那个牧师在也好，是保罗来牧养也好，是耶稣自己来牧养也好，让我们能够同心合意兴旺主的福音。
Whether it be this pastor or that, whether it be Apostle Paul or Jesus himself, let us with a united heart proclaim and further the gospel.
所以今天早上我愿意继续约翰福音，跟弟兄姊妹一起来思想主耶稣关心个人的一些个案，从那里面我们来学习得人的智慧。
And so I want to continue with you in our study of Jesus's concern for individual evangelism and the wisdom that we need in pertaining to evangelism.
请各位翻回到刚才我们所读的约翰福音第五章第一节到第九节。
You will turn again to your Bibles to the Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse 1 to 9.
在这段的记载里面是使徒约翰精选收集的耶稣所行的第三个神迹。
This account stands as the third of the apostles, Apostle John's choosing of Jesus' miracle.
在一直到目前我们所看到的这三个神迹都是其他三本福音书上 没有记载的一些事情。
The three that we have already considered or are before this represent a very unique account in the gospel.
第一个神迹是主耶稣在一个婚宴把水变酒。
The first was Jesus at a wedding changed the water into wine.
我们在这个神迹里面看见主耶稣基督的全能在质 quality。在质上显出他的大能来。
And we see here Jesus's authority and his power over changing the quality of a certain thing.
如果我们了解是水变酒是一个本质改变的神迹的话
，If we see the change from water into wine, that of being substance,
我们就了解什么叫做一个人信耶稣就是一个神迹。
We would indeed understand and realize that for a person to become a Christian indeed represents a miracle.
原来我再说一次，今天很多人说我们今天看不到神迹。
Forgive me to say again, many people say today we don't see miracles.
而弟兄姊妹，如果我们了解圣经的话，了解真理的话，一个基督徒的改变本身，它就是一个神迹。
But if we were to understand the word of truth, the gospel, we would see that a person's conversion represents a miracle.
一个人成为基督徒。从圣经的标准来看，就是给我们看到他生命本质的改变。
For a person to become a Christian from the biblical standpoint represents a miracle.
有人信耶稣，马上脱胎换骨。
We see some who become Christians immediately have a drastic transformation.
我们看见这个人马上不一样。
Immediately we see a very marked difference in this person.
他的气质不一样。
His character is different.
连他的这个一举手一投足一颦一笑都不一样
Even the very actions that represent are different
我非常相信这件事情
And I very strongly believe that this is a reality
我高中毕业过了两年在大学二年级有一次在台北街头上走的时候
One time in my college years when I was walking on the streets in Taipei
我突然听见后面有一个人叫我的名字
Suddenly behind me called out my nickname
我不告诉你的外号是什么
I won't tell you what it is
然后我就翻过头来看一下他。
And so I immediately turned around to see.
原来是两三年前的高中同学。
And it was a friend of mine from high school some two years.
后来我就问他为什么你在偷偷摸摸、小小声叫我的外号。
And I turned to him and said, "Why did you so faintly or so cautiously call me?"
他说我没有把握你就是他，他就是你。
And he said, "I wasn't sure if you were him and he was you."
我非常好奇，我就问他哪一点你觉得我不一样。
But I was very curious, and I said, "Which exactly is the change that you see?"
从台湾来的知道有一个广告，不一样就是不一样。
From Taiwan, there's an advertisement that said it's different, therefore it's different.
他说我就觉得你不一样。
But he said, "I think there's a, I know that there's a difference."
多年来我一直在揣摩这一句话。
And many years I have struggled and meditated on.
不一样就是不一样。
To be different indeed is to be distinct.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们的生命的改变，有一些人也许有这种马上放下屠刀立地成佛的这种改变。
And I think in our own transformation of our lives, there are certain individuals that represents this drastic transformation.
但是有人告诉我，他说李牧师，你是这样改变很戏剧性的，我可不是这样。
But yet some people would say, perhaps your conversion is very dramatic, but mine certainly was not.
我是潜移默化，一步一步的来的。
Mine represented a very gradual, a very slow transformation.
弟兄姊妹是快也好，是慢也好，有一个很重要的一个事实，你有改变。
Brothers and sisters, whether it be fast or short, maybe drastic, but the most important thing is that there is a change.
这是一个生命本质的改变。
And this is, represents a quality, a substance difference.
什么叫做基督徒？
What is a Christian?
就是一个生命本质被耶稣基督触摸过，有改变的人。
It is somebody that has been transformed, the very substance transformed by Jesus Christ.
所以我们看见第一个神迹有非常重要的灵训在里面。
So we see a very important spiritual truth crouched in the first miracle.
第二个神迹，耶稣医治了一个大臣的儿子。
Secondly, we see Jesus's miracle of healing the son of that official.
这件事情发生在迦拿。
We see also that occurrence in the place of Canaan.
他儿子的医治是在加百农。
And yet the son himself was in Capernaum.
两边的距离有差不多二十英里之隔
，which was spaced by a distance of some 20 miles。
耶稣在第二个神迹里面给我们看见他的全能从空间显出来
，and so we see Jesus telling us in that second miracle his power over space。
我们的祷告可以影响近在眼前的事，也可以影响远在天边的事。
Our prayers can influence things that are right in front of us and things that are very far away。
空间不能限制主的大能
，and we see that space itself cannot confine the power of the Lord.
我们可以现在为台湾的亲人，现在为中国大陆的亲人，为东南亚的亲人祷告。神是听祷告的主。
We can pray for our relatives in Taiwan, in China, and in Southeast Asia, and God hears our prayers.
这个第三个神迹今天我们要看。
And we want them to look today at the third miracle.
耶稣医治了一个三十八年的病人。
We see here Jesus healing somebody that had been sick or ill for 38 years.
什么叫做病了？
What does it mean to be sick for 38 years?
如果用中文的成语来说，是一个病入膏肓的人。
It would be perhaps to say that it is a sickness that has reached its very climactic point.
在这样的一个神迹里面，我们看见耶稣的大能从时间显出他的。
And from this miracle, we see the transformation or the revelation of God's power, Jesus' power over time.
三个礼拜，我们说神也许可以医治。
For 3 weeks, we have hope that the Lord would heal.
今天是家母这个心脏病这个发作整整三个礼拜。
Today represents the 3rd week in which my mother has had a heart attack. Or had a heart attack 3 weeks ago.
在爱的里面。你知道对时间的观念是很不一样。
And you know that in love, time suddenly carries a very different significance.
我曾经讲过，一个男的在等女朋友。
I used to tell the joke of a boyfriend waiting for his girlfriend.
三个钟头，他说没什么。
For 3 hours, he would think it little.
结婚就不一样。
But once you're married, it's a different story.
3分钟是个大事。
3 minutes represents an insurmountable thing.
所以我们看见有爱和没有爱对时间的感觉很不相同。
And so we see that love in position or in relationship to time has very different meanings.
家母三个礼拜的病，重病，对我们全家来讲是一个很长很长的一段时间。
And for 3 weeks,my mother's illness represents for us a very long time.
但是不管多长，弟兄姊妹，我们来到主的面前，他的神迹依然可以从时间上显出他的大。
But regardless of time, we know that our Lord can transform or can pass over that time different.
今天早上，我希望从这段圣经，不是从神迹的角度，还是从传福音的角度来看。我们应当有一些什么传福音的智慧。
I want to look today with you at this account not so much from a miracle standpoint, but from the wisdom that it reveals in terms of evangelism.
已经两次我强调这一个重点，我希望大家原谅我再强调一次。
And although I've emphasized this 2 other times previous, forgive me again for bringing it back to your attention.
传福音要有负担，但是不能没有技巧。
To evangelize or to be involved in evangelism does not only include a certain methodology.
带人信主要有爱心，但是也不能没有智慧。
That you have to have a love or a burden, but at the same time you need to have wisdom.
我们今天看到许许多多没有智慧的爱心。
We see very many accounts and illustrations of burdens that are not represented or crouched in love.
有没有爱的？有爱，但是不是很聪明的爱。
But yet many people love.And they have a burden, yet the way that they manifest that does not reveal wisdom.
今天早上我要跟弟兄姊妹只看一节，就是第六节。
And so I want to look particularly with you this morning at verse 6.
耶稣看见他躺着，知道他病了许久，就问他说：“你要痊愈吗？”
When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?"
在我准备这篇信息的时候
，As I was preparing for this message，
也是我天天有机会进医院看家母的时候
，It also represented a time which I could daily go to visit my mother。
所以我在医院里面进进出出的时候，我就一直在想这个问题。
And so as I went in and out of the hospital, this particular phrase.Faced me.
我如果到了医院里面，见到每个病人都像耶稣一样问他们这个问题。
As I went into the hospital and I faced each sick person there and I asked them this question that Jesus asked.
我见到第一个病人就说：“你要痊愈吗？”
Do you want to get well?
见到第二个病人，你要痊愈吗？
The second patient, do you want to get well?
见到十个，我就说：“你要痊愈吗？”
If I was to meet 10 of them and then said the same thing,
请问这些病人会有什么反应？
I wonder what the response of these patients would be.
我想轻一点的反应，他们大概很客气的就告诉我，当然是是是，我已经病了多久，我需要得痊愈。
And perhaps a mild reaction would be, yes, I've been waiting, I've been sick for a long time, I want to get well.
如果重一点的，他看看我，他一定以为我跟他开玩笑。
Perhaps even more severely, they would look at me wondering if I'm joking with them.
你简直在讲风凉话。
What are you asking me?
请你注意看第六节。
But I want you to look at verse 6.
主耶稣看见他。
Jesus looked at him.
然后知道他病了很久。
And knowing that he had been sick or in this condition for a long time.
他知道这个人是一个病了很久的病人。
He knew that this person had been sick for a great amount of time.
那么为什么他还问他说你要痊愈吗？
But yet why did he ask him, do you want to get well?
你简直是明知故问嘛。
You seem to know the answer even before you ask the question.
你明明知道我病了那么久。
You know that I have been sick for this amount of time.
你还要讲这个风凉话说你要痊愈吗？你在说什么呢？
Why do you want to say such a thing or ask such a question?
所以就因着这样的一个好奇心，我就深入的思想到底主耶稣为什么对着这个陌生人说你要痊愈吗？
And it was from this point of curiosity of Jesus' question that led me into meditating this particular phrase.
请注意弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们传福音，那些听福音的对象不觉得我们是真正的关心他。
I want you to notice one thing, that many times in our evangelistic efforts, those that we are seeking to spread the gospel to see us as being totally unconcerned with what they are or what they're going through.
有的时候我们传福音哈，传得非常的义务化。
And many times our evangelistic efforts seem to carry with it a certain degree of detachment or non-involvement.
尤其像我们这种传道人。
Especially for perhaps us as ministers of the gospel.
已经全时间传福音了。
We've already come out in full-time ministry.
有人说还不传一点福音不好意思。好的，
Perhaps we're uncomfortable with the fact that we haven't gone out to share the gospel with somebody.
让那个听福音的对象好像觉得你的心不在。
And many times, the person that hears us seems to think that our heart is not really with them.
你没有诚恳的感觉。
Are you really being genuine?
耶稣在这里告诉我们说，你要痊愈吗？
Here Jesus says, do you want to get well?
我关心的是你，不是跟我有任何的关系的事情。
I'm not concerned with anything else, but I'm concerned with you.
今天我们不可否认，这个时代是自我中心的时代。
We cannot deny the fact that this society, this age is a self-centered age.
自我中心对还是不对？我们先不去探讨这个问题。
Whether that is right or wrong, we will not explore that.
但是自我中心是个很自然的一个现象。
But、yet I think that to be self-centered is a very natural tendency.
我们去关心别人的时候，当然是真的从关心他来开始。
When we are concerned with other people, of course we want to begin with them.
所以主耶稣在这里问他：你要不要痊愈
？And so Jesus says, Do you want to get well?
我曾经在这里讲过一个这个故事，是 Billy Graham 讲。
I once here told a story, which Billy Graham once told.
讲到说有对夫妇在 Boston， 我想你们记得哈，他在对别人传福音，后来人家说 Mind your own business， 你管你自己的事情吧。然后那个人说 This is my business， 这是我的事情。
And he told of the account when he was sharing in the witnessing to a couple, and the couple responded to him and told him to mind his own business. And Billy Graham responded and said, "This is my business."
我就想到类似这样的一个故事。
And I thought of a similar story.
十九世纪一个很出名的传道人叫 D.L. Moody。
In the 19th century, a very famous evangelist by the name of D.L. Moody.
他有一个心愿。
He had a desire within his heart.
他说我每一天起码向一个非基督徒传福音。
That each day I will at least witness to one non-Christian.
他甚至有一天他已经睡觉了，已经上了床了，突然想到今天还没有跟人家传福音，穿着衣服跑到路上去，看到一个人在街上就跟他传福音，那是个酒鬼。
In fact, to the point that one night as he was already prepared for bed and was on his bed, he remembered that he had not gone to witness to somebody. He got out, put on his coat and went out to the street and witnessed, in fact, to a person that ended up to be a drunk.
Moody 有一次就问一个人说：“哎，你信了耶稣吗
？”One day, Moody asked a person, "Have you believed Jesus Christ?"
那个人就看看他说 ：“Mind your own business."
And this person responded, "Mind your own business."
然后 Moody 说 This is my business.
And Moody responded by saying This is my business.
那那个人说 You must be Moody.
And then that person responded Well then you must be Moody.
哎呀我想到这个故事我心里很受感动。
When I thought of this story I was greatly stirred.
我觉得我们今天基督徒需要有这样的一种负担。
I think that we as Christians today need this kind of burden.
昨天下午在年会的时候
Yesterday afternoon at our annual meeting.
我报告说希望1989年我们教会朝着 10%, 10% 的增长率我们让教会能够增长。
I announced that in the year 1989, we want to set a goal as our church, a 10% increase in attendance.
我们举一个简单的例子，我想手头大家都有这个周报。
Perhaps to give a simple illustration from the bulletin that each of you should have.
你看后面的聚会消息。
If you look at the back page, which contains information of past week's services.
我不知道弟兄姊妹会不会常常注意到我们教会的出席的人数或者奉献这个收支的情形。
I wonder if you have noticed, oftentimes our expenses, our offerings, as well as our attendance that is listed there.
我们看上个礼拜中文崇拜有412个人。
We see in the Chinese worship service, 412 people.
英语崇拜109个人。
109 in the English.
然后看下面儿童有135个人。
And then in the children, there's 135Fine.
如果你很快地把这三个数目加起来，上个礼拜参加我们教会的有656个人。
And if you were to quickly add these together, you would come up with 656.
我希望明年到十月的时候。
And so I hope by next October,
能够加10%加65个人，希望有721个人聚会。
That adding 10%, adding 65 people, we would have some 721 people.
那么我在报告，希望教会明年有这样的一个目标，大家齐心的往这个目标努力。
So I set this as our goal, hoping that together we can be united to press for this goal.
我提这个例子跟我今天讲的有什么关系
？But what does this illustration have to do with the text this morning?
我希望我们从今天开始做福音的工作。
As we begin.In the coming days, in the area of evangelism.
虽然我们有目标，但是不要把这721看得太重。
And although we have this, this target and this goal, please do not set that as such an important thing.
因为如果那个你劝他信主的那个朋友知道的话，哦，原来你找我是要填多一个位置，填多一个数目。
That perhaps the person that you are witnessing to suddenly gets wind of the fact that he only represents another number or another figure, in the goal that we're striving.
弟兄姊妹，希望大家不要误会我的意思。
I don't want you to misunderstand me.
我们需要有目标。
We need to have a direction.
我们今天要走一个有目标的路，我们要打一个有目标的仗。
We want to press on with a direction and fight a battle that has a direction.
但是更重要的，求主把一个负担放在我们。
But yet even more important, may the Lord give us a burden in our hearts.
我不敢要求弟兄姊妹太多。
I don't want to demand of you too much.
除非我先要求我自己。
Except that I first place that requirement upon my own heart.
我觉得一个团体，教会也是如此，完全看在前面带路的那个人的榜样如何。
That just as a body, a church, a community, a fellowship, oftentimes follows the person that is leading them.
上个礼拜，师母跟我到 South Carolina 去看我的老二。
Last weekend, my wife and I went to South Carolina to see our son.
他现在在大学念书，他参加 ROTC 预备军官训练。
Involved in college, presently studying, he's involved in ROTC training.
朋友，你在？活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。